Welcome to the Vending Market Watch conversation on marketing ideas in vending. We have with us today three very progressive operators in the U.S. serving different markets. We have Scott Halloran of Halloran Refreshment Services in Richmond, Virginia. We have Scott Meskin of Black Tie Services in Halethorpe, Maryland. And Ralph Sinise of Sinise Services in Columbus, Ohio. Scott Meskin of Black Tie Services, let me start with you. I understand that you have introduced an online OCS store for OCS products for your customers. Tell us about that.
The store was put together by Rich Smith of OCS Access. And, you know, he was telling me about you got to have an online store to help grow your OCS. And I said, well, you know, why is that going to work and help us increase sales? And he says, because customers are going to see things that, even though you've told them you sell this and you sell that, when they see it on the store, all of a sudden it just clicks, and it's more of an impulse sale sometimes than anything. And, I mean, it was just so true. You know, for example, we had a customer that week after week would buy one case of coffee. And I, with so many attempts to try to tell them, listen, we have cream, we have sugar, I know you get it from Sam's Club, but we'll be competitive. You know, still, they just ordered that one case of coffee. As soon as the store went up and they set themselves up with an online account, their first order was a case of coffee, a case of Lay's barbecue potato chips, and a case of Famous Amos cookies. These are just items I threw in the store never thinking I would sell any. But I had a category for chips and cookies, so I put them on there with pretty much the same markup I have in vending. So, I mean, I couldn't have been happier. And we're seeing that with all the customers that use this store. You know, items like Tylenol. I put a picture of it on the website. All of a sudden, I sell Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. And how do you make...
Go right ahead.
Okay, how do you make your customers aware of the store?
Almost all of the OCS customers that we have, we would call once a week. The site is designed now, instead of the call, to email them a reminder so they could, you know, place their order because their delivery day is coming up. I know some operators will add a premium or a service charge if they were going to get a delivery on a day other than their delivery day. You know, we don't do that. We just want them to place the order on the day that they're supposed to place it, just for routing reasons. So they'll get this link that'll say, don't forget to place your order if you need anything, which is automatically generated.
Okay. Could you possibly quantify what the impact's been on your sales from this?
I would say it's probably a 20-ish percent increase.
Wow.
In items other than coffee, like all new sales.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. Let's move to Scott Halloran of Halloran Refreshment Services in Richmond, Virginia. Scott, you've been doing a lot with social media. Tell us about your social media marketing.
Yeah, we realize that there's lots of ways to communicate with your customers. And so we now have a Facebook page set up for the company. We have a Twitter account set up for the company. And we're posting daily updates to those accounts to kind of let customers know what's going on inside the company, introduce new products, kind of what Black Tie is doing, introduce new and different programs that we might have available that we're not being able to reach out to in the traditional way. The other thing we're trying to do, you know, vending in particular is like the faceless box that it just merchandises product. And it's really hard to put a face on the company other than that of the route man. And so I think if you've got a customer of 200 employees, you might have two or three key people in that organization that you interact with on any given frequency. So the other thing we're trying to do is really get deeper into the company and build a relationship with more and more of the actual customers inside that location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And has it helped your sales?
I would say it's helped our rapport. I won't say we're boosting sales from it, although we are finding new customers off of that interaction from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you also do some advertising on some of the internet search engines, correct?
Yeah, we're using the Google AdWords campaigns. And really that's to help us get our website better ranked in the local market.
Mm-hmm.
The nice thing about that, it's very targeted. You can really specify what it is you're trying to advertise, and you pay per click. It's not like television advertising where you're just throwing it out to the masses. If someone's searching office coffee and in your market, and you've got that Google ad running, you pop up number one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ralph Sinise of Sinise Services in Columbus, Ohio. What kind of progressive marketing ideas are you working with today?
I'll tell you right now, for our company, and we're an older company, been around since 1946, so it's tougher for an older company to embrace some of these things, but a lot of our efforts are being made, as Scott just said, in the social media part of it. Now, what we have done is contracted with a company to help us rebuild our whole website, because I believe the future is not going to be print material anymore, but because of all the green initiatives, more and more of our initiatives we're going to go is going to be totally online. In fact, our last two proposals that we built were paperless, and we did it all electronically. And our next step that we're working on is actually having USB flash drives that we would hand out instead of brochures on the business whatsoever. So we would just hand out USB drives with our name on that and then have our material on there. And then in the future, if we can get to proposal stage, we would actually ship it out by USB and not even print the actual material anymore. So that's one thing that we're doing to help that situation out. And then we are also on, we have a few YouTubes that we have out now, and we're on Facebook, and our new website, which is not complete yet, it'll be done by March, will be able to link to those things where our older system cannot do that, but that's what we'll do in the future for that as well. The other thing that they guarantee is that our lead generation for our office coffee company and our catering company will be greatly improved, because those two businesses seem to be very online oriented versus the vending. So our vending company will probably still be, you know, feet on the street trying to go out and get work, but that's what we're trying to work our marketing through those two businesses, is the OCS and our catering company. So that's a few of the things. The other thing we also do now, we have the Right Choice, which is the healthier products, and we have a complete program for that, and as well as a graphics package that go on the equipment, including ways that I could even load the machines without putting the wrong product in the wrong place, finally. So we've got that thing down to a science. And then we also have a healthier earth for our green initiative. So we send that out also as well, because more and more people want to know what we're doing as far as our green initiative. So that's the kind of things that we're currently working on right now.
When you say graphics on the machine, do you mean point of sale material?
We do. We actually have a fixed material that goes on the equipment. First off, it states the pyramid, government pyramid standards, and where we apply to that. It also has a specific placement of where you put the product into the piece of equipment so people can see it. And our latest version is actually like a stoplight. It's got a green, red, or green, yellow, red. And unfortunately, I want more reds in there, and of course the customers want less reds. But the reds are normally what sells. And in fact, so we have a green spiral, a red spiral, and of course the yellow spiral, and that's done like a stoplight. That's how we're doing our programs for that. But along with that, we have material that goes on the machines to actually show you what those products mean to you as a consumer. So that's the other thing we're doing right now as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Scott Meskin at Black Tie Services. I understand you've also been using a program to deliver freezer packs of food to potential customers. How's that worked out?
So far, it's been working out really well. In my market here in the Baltimore area, I think I'm the last one left that's making food in their own commissary. And I understand why that is. But in the same respect, you know, there's customers out there that are always looking for food. You know, we're basically all selling the same Snicker bar and the same bag of potato chips. And sometimes I'm using that food to my advantage. We're sending out, it's like a FedEx padded pack with an ice pack inside. We can send out sometimes anywhere from, depending on the items, 2 to 5 different varieties. We'll pick, you know, 10 at a time, 10 possible customers at a time. And it all has to be shipped overnight, obviously, with big signs on the box that if you don't receive it that day, please do not eat it. And we've had some situations where, you know, the person was out of town, and when they got back, they had this this mess sitting in a box on their desk. But as long as you spell it out really well, it's worked out great. I mean, we're getting phone calls from it. They're like, wow, you could put this on our machine and, you know, things like that. So it's great for drumming up new business. It's great to, when you have a customer that's sitting on the fence, just to push them over a little bit. It's been doing really well.
And can you describe the pack for us a little bit?
Yeah, it's I know I said FedEx pack, but it's more of this big FedEx box. It's probably 6 inches deep, maybe 20 inches, 24 inches by 24 inches, or 18 by 24, and 6 inches deep. So you can put 5 sandwiches inside this padded, or it's insulated, not padded, but insulated pack. And we use 2 frozen ice packs in there. You know, we've tested it ahead of time. It'll keep it at about 40 degrees for a little over 24 hours. So we send them all out at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We make sure that it arrives at the customer by 10 o'clock the next morning. So they have lunch. And the first batch that we sent out, we just sent them out kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
The next batch is after that. We made sure that those customers would be there to receive them the next day.
Uh-huh.
Because of that one particular thing that I mentioned, how, you know, it got to somebody's desk, they were on vacation, and you certainly don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not
okay.
With the cost of putting it all together.
Okay. Scott Halloran, Halloran Refreshment Service in Richmond, have you come up with any new marketing concepts recently?
What, in terms of direct marketing or in terms of programs that we're offering customers?
Programs you're offering customers.
Well, we have recently taken on the open shopping style to replace our vending, which is we're currently using the Avanti program.
The self-checkout kiosk.
Self-checkout kiosk, correct. And we opened our first set of stores in the fourth quarter of last year, and we just opened another one in January, and we've got 2 scheduled in March and 1 in April.
And what's been the benefit to your company from that?
Well, you know, so far it's a competitive advantage because we're, you know, it's new, so not many folks are doing it. We have currently 1 competitor in our marketplace with a similar system. We're able to become a small mini retailer where in vending, I always tell my vending customers, I'll make you 90% happy. I'd love to make you 100% happy, but it's never going to happen. And in our kiosk system, we really can make them 100% happy. You know, the biggest difference that I've seen so far is the food aspect. We don't do our own commissary, but we do have relationships with local caterers. And we're making some fantastic meals to sell out of our markets. And we're now able to sell $4, $5, $6, $7 meals out of the market, where in vending they never would have touched it, even with a credit card reader on a food machine. So it's the psychology of the purchase is the way I've got it figured, in that with an open shopping environment, you're able to pick that item up, view it, make sure it's to your liking, check the nutritional information, make sure the lettuce isn't brown on the salad, and you're making your purchase decision before you make the purchase. Whereas in vending, and we'll never get away from this, you're always risking your dollars before you're able to inspect the product. And I think that's why we're seeing a huge uptick in our food sales.
Okay. Ralph Sinise at Sinise Services, any new marketing concepts for your company?
You know, a couple things that before I go into the self-checkout. Last year, we've always done promotions, and we've been fairly good at that, or tried to do fairly good at it, as good as we can. They're cumbersome, but we gave away three scooters to show our environmental, you know, try not to burn as much fossil fuel. So we gave away three scooters. And that was one of the programs we did, and we gave away the last one this past week. And now we're giving iPads away as part of our programs. And it's we get some supplier help, and so we're you know, it's the standard sticker on the product, and you do that. And that's how we build that into our marketing program. So we have a marketing calendar for the year to try to help boost our vending sales. And we watch same-store sales, and we've seen them continue to erode over the past several years. Now, in the middle part of this past year, we started to see same-store sales level off. So I hope it means the economy's getting a little better, and maybe some of the things we're doing are helping. But in November, December, I did see same-store sales actually rise, which I'm just thrilled to see that. So hopefully some of the things are helping our existing base business. The other thing we did, we put a telemarketer on board, and she calls to all different types of customers trying to get our work. And I just was thinking what Scott said about FedExing food out. It might make sense to tie something like a telemarketer to FedExing food product to really get you great leads so that you're quantifying which ones you're sending your salespeople out. So, you know, we probably spend too much time going out and finding out that it's not even a qualified lead. So I think that's also something we probably could do to help that telemarketer even do a better job for us. So those are a couple of things that we're doing as well when it comes to marketing. And do you want to talk about the...
Yeah, let's talk about the self-checkout.
We're getting ready to install our fourth one, and we have three in there currently right now. The three that we had... we put in because one was a dining operation that was subsidized and the company could not afford that anymore, so they went to straight vending. And they've had it for 2 years, and it's just not enough for this corporate headquarters, so we actually pulled the vending out and put in the self-checkout Aroma Dolce systems, what we call ours. And we have a kitchen here that we've got a lot of space dedicated to that because we were always a company that made our own food. Right or wrong, so now we've got the systems infrastructure in place to really do a great job. And as Scott was saying, I can't believe the way the food is selling through this self-checkout kiosk system. And in the two locations, we've tripled the sales, and the one location, we've doubled the sales of where we had existing vending. Now, we just don't want to convert our vending over because we got plenty of vending machines sitting around here. What I want to do is get new business and win new work. But I am amazed, and I think, Scott, you're absolutely right, the psychology of being able to pick it up versus having a machine dispense it to you, it's priceless. It's just, I can't believe the difference. And we are selling entree items up to $6.99, I believe it is, or maybe it's $5.99. We are selling it right now, and I watched a person go up to one of our kiosks and spend $9.38. And I couldn't get that check average out of our dining operations, our full-service dining with a chef. And here they're buying it here. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it. And we're selling bags of candy for, I think, $2.71 plus tax. So you, by the way, you pick the tax up on all these items. There is no commission you give back. It's pretty exciting to see us to improve what we sell to the current customers we do have, and then hopefully win new work with this new system. So,
okay,
I'm pretty excited about it.
Good. Scott Meskin at Black Tie Services, have you experienced the self-checkout yourself?
We have, and that's why I guess I know the name Halloran. We're also Avante Markets.
Okay.
Here in Baltimore. We've got three installed right now. We're getting ready to install our fourth the end of this month and our fifth in March. And very similar results. The food, for example, I can't believe that they're buying the same food that I could barely sell in a vending machine for twice as much money, without any question.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed the packaging around a little bit just to make it look a little more upscale, but it's the same exact sandwich we've been selling all along. I love the fact that I can charge sales tax. And I love the fact that we took a, and this was a competitor's account, a $600 a week vending account, and it's now a $1,300 to $1,400 a week, Avante Market.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And again, we're selling, candy for $1.99, $2.49. We're playing with all different ideas, and we even started carrying some retail sizes. And, that may be the way to go for some operators. For us, it just became an inventory nightmare, trying to stock now another product line. But we've
what
just
type
added,
of product?
Just some of the retail sizes. We're doing so well now with just the standard LSS size, and we do use the LVL size, let's say, from Frito, which is the larger value line.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an easier thing for us to manage when we're pre-kitting it all from the same area where we're pre-kitting some of the vending from.
Uh-huh.
Rather than carry all this new stuff. I love the fact that I know exactly how much food to make, based on what the computer says I've sold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I think that covers a lot of area. Were there any other comments anyone wanted to make on the subject of marketing?
I'd like to ask a question, if I may.
Sure.
I'd love to know how you manage the Facebook and the Twitter, if you've assigned someone to run that, how much time you have to spend on it, a week or a day. I love the social media.
Yeah, this is Scott Halloran. We've actually outsourced a lot of that. The guys that do our website for us have a social media package.
Okay.
And they... basically, they do our monthly newsletter that comes out. They do our website design and maintenance. They handle our Facebook and our social media. Now, of course, we still log into those accounts and post our own comments, but they kind of keep it going day in and day out because I'm with you. I can't sit here, for an hour a day just making posts to a Facebook and Twitter account. So we found an outsourced partner to work with, and it's very reasonably priced. They also handle our Google AdWord campaigns and, our SEO management of the website, making sure that we're getting ranked at the top of the pages. So they're kind of a one-stop shop for us.
Yeah, I have all the Google AdWords advertising. I guess I'll contact them first and see if they do that. That sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that covers a lot of ground, and I appreciate everybody's participation in this podcast.